You're listening to SBS News.
After escaping the Second Sudanese Civil War, Atiel Ajang Majok spent 16 years living in a refugee camp. In 2008, she was granted a humanitarian visa to come to Australia and moved to Perth with her son.
When we first arrived in Australia, we settled here. Then my son and I rented a house. But then he made some friends and started drinking. I've ended up alone, here by myself.
Her son Mamer did not adjust well to life in Australia. Within 3 years, he developed problems with alcohol, was homeless, and in regular contact with police. Then, in 2013, he was jailed after committing a brutal assault that left his victim permanently disabled. 5 years later, at the end of his sentence, the Australian government cancelled Mamer's visa, and he's been held in immigration detention ever since. Now he is among a group of refugees in detention that had their visas cancelled because of criminal convictions. The government says it won't release them because they're a danger to the Australian community. But it also says it won't deport them, because that would breach Australia's international refugee obligations. Perth barrister Hamish Glenister has represented Mamer for nearly 2 years. He says his client has been in legal limbo, seeking to have the cancellation of his visa revoked.
His fears of harm were effectively considered and found to be actual fears, and that he would face serious harm or significant harm if he was to return to South Sudan. And the only fact in issue is whether or not he is a danger to the Australian community.
The Australian government says that Mamer is a danger and recently refused to grant him a protection visa despite also finding that he is a refugee. In a statement, the Department of Home Affairs said,
"The Australian government takes seriously its responsibility to protect the community from the risk of harm arising from non-citizens who choose to engage in criminal activity or serious conduct of concern."
More than 2,500 people have been deported from Australia since the government introduced mandatory visa cancellations in 2014. The majority are residents of New Zealand, but a smaller cohort from countries like South Sudan, Syria, and Afghanistan have also had their visas cancelled. The Department of Home Affairs says that in those cases, other options to deportation would be pursued, but refused to say what those options are when questioned by SBS. Migration lawyers say there are as many as 200 refugees in detention that can't be deported and aren't being released. Sarah Dale is the Centre Director for the Refugee Advice and Casework Service.
So for many people that may have a refugee background, they may also be stateless. And where they're affected by this 501 decision or a decision to cancel or refuse a visa, they're ultimately left in a position with nowhere to return. And many of these people are in detention today with no option.
She says their situation is something of a loophole.
Australia has a very funny legal system where it permits this indefinite detention. We've had multiple challenges to this in the courts, and unfortunately we've been largely unsuccessful in challenging that. Ultimately, the government needs to have a purpose of that detention. They would argue for many people that purpose is to remove them, and where there are these removal barriers that the department are working towards, they use that as a justification for that person's continued detention. In many other jurisdictions around the world, to continue to detain someone for a great length of time requires the court's intervention, requires seeking that permission of the legal system. Australia is one of the jurisdictions that does not have those protections, which is why we have people in detention for an unacceptably long time.
At the end of August 2020, the average period of time for people held in detention facilities was 564 days. But migration lawyers say the duration can be far longer for refugees subject to 501 cancellations. They're likely to remain in detention until there's a change in federal policy or an end to the conflicts around the world that brought them to Australia in the first place. Aaron Fernandez, SBS News.